We continue by Ezer Hashem's Baruch Hashem, a series of shiurim about Erech Hanan Bisurim. So as we said in our previous shiur, an Echad is trusted, whether it's a man or a woman, Bisurim. The Paiskim go on to say, the Shulchan Aruch, that even if somebody is disqualified to be an aid for Dinei Mamonis, he's still accepted to Erech Hanan Bisurim. The raya the Pais can bring is based on the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerudeus Simon Beis Sifov. That the halacha is that a Rasha who shechted Shchitasai Kshera v'nemen loymer kalacha shechatati. He's trusted when he says that he shechted properly. And the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say that even if somebody is chas v'sholem a Rasha and he violates certain averis, we still could trust his shechita to the degree that we don't even have to check his knife. When he says that he shechted properly, we trust him, unless he's an individual that eats non-kosher meat. If he eats non-kosher meat, then something else. Although that's the halacha, the lech of the simla, the lech of the tefuah shor and the simla chadasha, simen aleph sif hay and vav, still says we should be careful to only allow a person who's a yorish shemayim to shecht. He says, kedei lahar michshel zeh, Mikarv Yisrael, in order to avoid this michshel, hinhigu chachomah hakadmonim beila rotzis, the early chachomim instituted, v'tiknu chayim al zeh she'en l'shem adam lishchot beinoy lebein atzmai, that a person should not be allowed to shecht, kim acha netilas v'shus mechacham, unless he received permission from a talmud chacham, shabbat goy v'omen al tfunasai, that verified him. And the Chacham says, the Tfuas Shor, Reishas Chachma, the first thing that he has to verify, Yachkar Olav im Drachim Sukanim, if he acts properly, V'yiras Hashem Alpanav, and he's a Yiras Hashem. And the Kafachayim indeed says the same. Shloi Lital Kabbalah La'odam, Kabbalah to allow Shechita should not be given to anyone, Shukal b'deis ki'im l'chsidim Yerushimayim. Only to people l'chsidim Yerushimayim should such be given. But apidin, he's kosher. Interestingly enough, however, this is regarding allowing someone to be erech hanan bisurim. But regarding the halacha, a different halacha, and that's the halacha by whom can you buy a product? If you want to buy a product and assume that the product is kosher, you can only buy it by someone who has a cheskes kashrus. And otherwise, one should not eat by such a person or buy products from such a person. This is actually the halacha in Yerudea, Simin Kuf Yotes Sif Alf. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hachoshed lechel dvar mermsurim. If somebody, an individual who we concern, eats something that's not kosher, beidem choshed b'isa Torah, whether we're concerned that he violates Isur deraisa, beidem choshed b'isa drabonon, whether we're concerned that he's over Isur drabonon, ein lismach alev b'hem, we should not rely on him. V'm nis arachimoy, if you're together with him, you shouldn't eat from foods that he, we're concerned, doesn't keep kashrus. And the Rama is even more machmer. The Rama says, even if the person is not specifically that we're accusing that the person does something wrong, so we don't know him, that he's careful to only eat kosher food, we're not allowed to buy from him wine or other foods, that we need to be concerned that he's not going to be careful. Mi nisarach etzloi oich iman. So the Shach says that even if somebody became, that we saw the person only one time eating something that you're not supposed to eat, the halacha is that we already can't trust the person. There are paiskim that want to differentiate whether he violated an issur d'oraisa or whether he violated an issur d'rabbanan. The paiskim, the pre-tire, actually says that when we speak about a chashud, there are two categories of a chashud. Somebody who's an Am Oritz, and because he's an Am Oritz, he doesn't know the halacha, as we just learned at the end of Masechta Soita. There were people who are Meratzim, and we were concerned that they didn't take the Trumas and Maestris properly, and that's why they instituted the whole din of Demai. And another individual who's a Choshed is a person who we saw did something wrong. And even if that he did wrong was by accident or just because he doesn't know better, that's a different type of a chashud. And the pre-Torah says that when we speak about a chashud, that's a chashud that we saw somebody do something wrong. It doesn't have to be, he says, that we actually have edus. It has to be that we have strong evidence or strong reason to believe that he ate something that he's not supposed to eat, that he's not careful. That person is considered a choshed. On the other hand, I saw a tshuva from the Meram Mintz that there was a person who had somebody working in their house. The person working in the house was cooking a fleishiga dish, fleishiga pot and a milchiga pot. And somebody walked into the house and saw how food from these two pots were getting mixed up. So the Meram Mitz says, and he didn't believe this person. He says, just that doesn't make the person a choshed. Furthermore, the Daki Moshe says that when the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't eat with the person, says the Daki Moshe, not only may you not eat kosher food, not eat the food that you don't know, but even if you know that that certain food that he's eating is 100% kosher, you shouldn't eat that food with him because you may come to eat something that's not kosher. Moreover, Darach HaShulchan says that we have to eat only with somebody. We shouldn't eat only with a person that's muchsit bekashrus, says the Archa Shulchan, that it doesn't have to be ena kavona shiyir al kim rabim a chos of a tzaddik. It doesn't have to be some sort of a chos or a tzaddik. Al kol shem snaga pidas Yisrael. As long as a person acts the way a religious Jew is supposed to act, meniach talis tefillin. He puts on talis tefillin. Umispal gimel pam mekol yoyim. He davens three times a day. Umenoytel yodav lachila. Before he eats, he washes his hands. Umanigas bnei beisoy bekashrus. He acts in a proper way. Zed nikra mochsuk bekashrus. Moreover, says the Aruch HaShulchan, v'yochliyus shebeizah prat hu choshed bnei kalas hadov be'enov. A person can be a mukhs bekashrus even if in one thing he's not that careful. So we see from here that even if though we have to only eat by somebody who's a muhsik bekashrus, it has to be somebody that is religious. And moreover, this that Ramah says, a kula, imnis arach etzloi eichlimoi, says the shach that's only b'dievet. L'chatchila, you should not be a guest. Allow yourself to eat with somebody who is not reliable. And the same issue I saw comes up regarding buying Tashmishei Kedusha. The Mishnah Berura in Siman Lamed Tes, Sif Katan Chaf Dalet, in Siman Lamed Tes, Sif Katan Chaf Dalet, referring to Ramah, by whom is one allowed to buy Tashmishei Kedusha, Talis, Tefillin, Mezuzos, says the Ramah, based on what the Shulchan Aruch says, if a person sells tefillin, he says that these tefillin once belonged to a great person, says the Mishnah Berura. The Kasa Magen Avraham, the Akapana Be'inin Shemekirna Seshemuchs Bekashris. In order to trust the person that says that these tefillin are kosher, this person has to be Muchs Bekashris. And your day is Simen Kuf Yudei Sebeiz. Ufiya Mavur Sham Muchach, if we saw that this person put on these tefillin, Nembachal Gavri, the law of Ba'atman Vadein Choshev. So now the Mishnah Berura introduces a new concept. He says, if we see a person ate something, we know he's a religious person, and we see a person put on tefillin, and we know he's a person that would not put on tefillin, unless would only put on kosher tefillin, such a person can be trusted. Moreover, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerudei Simet Samachay Sif Yudalit Paskins Hatapachin Namonim Al Gura Noshim. We could trust a butcher to say that he removed the Gura Nosha. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, Omiyu Ein Loichem Bas Mikol Tabat. You can't just buy from any butcher. Shishoichel Atzmai Moichel Atzmai Am Kenayi Muchz Bekashis. Unless you know this person is muhsik bekashrus. However, as we repeat, even though we're learning erechanem bisurim, something that has a cheskes iser, it's much more difficult to rely on erechanem bisurim, unless it's something that the person himself could fix. So therefore, if you have something that was mixed together iser, that means tevel, or meat that was a manukar, the Taz takes a stringent approach. I mean, the Shach takes a stringent approach that you can't trust an Eid Echad. The Taz, as we quoted in our previous year, is a little more lenient. But in a situation where you have two pieces of meat, one is kosher and one is not, there everybody agrees, as it says in our Gemara, that Eid Echad is numb to say this is the kosher meat and this is the non-kosher meat. If, says the Pesachei Tshuva, if somebody says on a piece of meat that it's kosher, we could trust him, and we need not ask him all sorts of detailed questions. A katan, however, we can't trust. However, says the Seder Paiskim, if the child is obviously an intelligent child, and we see that he knows what he's talking about, when it's an Issa D'Raisa, we trust him when he says something is Asur. And by Issa D'Rabbanon, we could trust him even L'Kula. Moreover, says the Shulchan Aruch, when something is not inherently Asur, that the entire Issa is only because we're concerned that maybe it got mixed up, somebody was machlif, a non-kosher product, there the halacha is that we could trust a katan. This is Neshuch Noruch and Simon Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Dalet to say that he knows that did not happen. However, when we discuss this halacha of Eid Echad Nem Bisurim, that doesn't mean that we could apply it indiscriminately. The Paiskim discuss that, let's say, a Jew comes and says that drinking a certain type of blood, which we know blood is usur, is good, could be a refuah, could be a cure for certain machla. That's not included in the category of Eid Echad Nem Bisurim. It's not clear that it's included in the category of Eid Echad Nem Bisurim. And therefore, the Paiskim say that the only way we could trust somebody in that circumstances is in a situation where we try to turn it into a drabonon, and the person should eat pachas pachas mikashir. There's another very interesting machloikus achroinim. We're speaking about Eid Echad Nem Bisurim, but we're also saying that when it's ischazek isura, we don't say Eid Echad Nem Bisurim. The question that comes up, if somebody says Eidus, an Eid Echad in Isurim, and that question is, by him saying this Eidus, will end up with a situation that's awesome. I'll tell you what I refer to. V'keiga in Yeridei Simon Tezvov discusses a situation where a calf was slaughtered, and we're not sure if the calf was 8 days old. The halacha is you're not allowed to shecht an animal until it's at least 8 days old. So was the animal already 8 days old, or was it 7 days old? And now the animal's already slaughtered. Do we say that we trust him after the shechita? It's already slaughtered. Is that considered as chazik isura? Kivega takes the approach that if the emes, if it was already slaughtered, now we have ischazik isura, because maybe it's not slaughtered passable, and therefore we can't trust him. Rav Shimon Shkop disagrees. Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shar Yoshe, in the beginning of Simon Shin Vav, Shar Vav, says that saying that the animal came to full term is not saying against the Isser. I'm just saying a Metzias, and therefore that's not considered a situation of Ischazik Isura. I also saw interesting Shaila in the Cheshukei Chemed here in Masechta Gittin that discusses a situation that somebody ate. He was learning, and as he was learning, he ate, and he forgot if he benched. And the only one that could tell him that he benched is his son, who's a katan. Says the Cheshukei Chemed, and this goes back to a concept that we've been discussing already from the beginning of our series of shurim on Eid Echad Nem Bisurim. It goes back to our fundamental question, how do we understand Eid Echad Nem Bisurim? Do we understand Eid Echad Nem Bisurim as Eidus? And a katan, obviously, is not trusted for Eidus. Or do we understand Eid Echad Nem Bisurim to be a bearer? That in situations of Isurim, we could, this is going to show us what is the truth. He, as Rav Moshe does in the Tshuvas, takes the approach that Eid Echad Nem Bisurim is a bearer. And since Eid Echad Nem Bisurim is a bearer, if this father is convinced that he can rely that when his son says it, his son knows what he's talking about, even though this is a cotton, we could rely on him. And if the son said he benched, even if it's a situation where the chiyuv benching is a deraisa, we could rely on him and he won't have to bench again.